Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead.
Governor Romney, you said this was an example of an American policy in the Middle East that is unraveling before our very eyes.
But what's been happening over the last couple of years is as we've watched this tumult in the Middle East, this rising tide of chaos occur, you see Al-Qaeda rushing in, you see other jihadist groups rushing in, and they're throughout many nations in the Middle East. It's wonderful that Libya seems to be making some progress despite this terrible tragedy.
Governor Romney, I'm glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat. Because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda, you said Russia. And the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years. But, Governor, you know, when it comes to our foreign policy, you seem to want to import the foreign policies of the 1980s, just like the social policies of the 1950s and the economic policies of the 1920s. And the challenge we have, I know you haven't been in a position to actually execute foreign policy, but every time you've offered an opinion, you've been wrong.
Wake up, everybody! Wake up, everybody!
I think from the very beginning, one of the challenges we've had with Iran is that they have looked at this administration and felt that the administration was not as strong as it needed to be. I think they saw weakness where they had expected to find American strength. And then the president began what I've called an apology tour of going to various nations in the Middle East and criticizing America. I think they looked at that and saw weakness.
Bob, let me just respond. Nothing Governor Romney just said is true, starting with this notion of me apologizing. This has been probably the biggest whopper that's been told during the course of this campaign. And every fact checker and every reporter has looked at it. Governor has said this is not true.
Mr. President, the reason I call it an apology tour is because you went to the Middle East and you flew to Egypt and to Saudi Arabia and to Turkey and Iraq. And then in those nations, and on Arabic TV, you said that America had been dismissive and derisive. You said that on occasion, America had dictated to other nations. Mr. President, America has not dictated to other nations. We have freed other nations from dictators.
Bob, let me respond. You know, if we're going to talk about trips that we've taken, you know, when I was a candidate for office, first trip I took was to visit our troops. And when I went to Israel as a candidate, I didn't take donors. I didn't attend fundraisers. I went to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum there, to remind myself the nature of evil and why our bond with Israel will be unbreakable. So that's how I've used my travels.
Wake up, everybody!
Governor, you say you want a bigger military. You want a bigger Navy. You don't want to cut defense spending. Where are you going to get the money?
Come on our website. You'll look at how we get to a balanced budget within 8 to 10 years. Our Navy is smaller now than any time since 1917. The Navy said they needed 313 ships to carry out their mission. We're now down to 285. We're headed down to the low 200s if we go through with sequestration. That's unacceptable to me. I want to make sure that we have the ships that are required by our Navy. Our Air Force is older and smaller than any time since it was founded in 1947.
I think Governor Romney maybe hasn't spent enough time looking at how our military works. You mentioned the Navy, for example, and that we have fewer ships than we did in 1916. Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets because the nature of our military has changed. We have these things called aircraft carriers where planes land on them. We have these ships that go underwater, nuclear submarines. And so the question is not a game of battleship where we're counting ships. It's what are our capabilities? And so when I sit down with the Secretary of the Navy and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, we determine how are we going to be best able to meet all of our defense needs, and that is not reflected in the kind of budget that you're putting forward because it just doesn't work.
All right.
And, you know, we visited the website quite a bit, and it still doesn't work.
I'm optimistic about the future. I'm excited about our prospects as a nation. And there are two very different paths the country can take. One is a path represented by the president, which at the end of 4 years would mean we'd have $20 trillion in debt heading towards Greece. I'll get us on track to a balanced budget. America's going to come back, and for that to happen, we're going to have a president who can work across the aisle. We need strong leadership. I'd like to be that leader with your support. I'll work with you. I'll lead you in an open and honest way, and I ask for your vote. I'd like to be the next president of the United States to support and help this great nation and to make sure that we all together maintain America as the hope of the earth. Thank you so much.
Now, you've now heard three debates, months of campaigning, and way too many TV commercials. And now you've got a choice. You know, over the last 4 years, we've made real progress digging our way out of policies that gave us two prolonged wars, record deficits, and the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. And Governor Romney wants to take us back to those policies. Foreign policy that's wrong and reckless, economic policies that won't create jobs, won't reduce our deficit, but will make sure that folks at the very top don't have to play by the same rules that you do. And I've got a different vision for America. I want to build on our strengths. As Commander-in-Chief, I will maintain the strongest military in the world, keep faith with our troops, and go after those who would do us harm. But after a decade of war, I think we all recognize we got to do some nation building here at home, rebuilding our roads, our bridges, and especially caring for our veterans who sacrificed so much for our freedom. And we've been through tough times, but we always bounce back because of our character, because we pull together. And if I have the privilege of being your president for another 4 years, I promise you I will always listen to your voices, I will fight for your families, and I will work every single day to make sure that America continues to be the greatest nation on earth. Thank you.
Everybody!
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.